Blog Talk Radio.
Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. This ministry is a ministry embracing widows, and the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. If not, be encouraged. The name of my message tonight is how to respond to a financial attack. The scripture is Galatians 6th chapter, the 9th verse. And it reads, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. If we faint not." Well, one area where many people struggle in the realms of finances. Financial stress is one of the most difficult pressure that can be experienced in life. If you ever experience the stress that comes from financial pressure, you know how difficult it is when you are trapped that you don't have enough money to pay your bills. I'm sure we all have been there and might be in that situation right now. But I want to tell you that God is always faithful. If you are living for God, walking in wholeness, doing what the Holy Spirit has told you to do with your life, and sowing your financial seed into the soil of God's kingdom, then you are promised a harvest to meet the needs in your own life. Sowing and weaving is not a fantasy or a fairy tale. This is God's promise to you, and it always works. But some of us are impatient, like myself, but I know it's coming, and it's on the way. But what should you do when the devil is assailing your finances? I am talking about these times when you have done everything you know to do, but you're still being financially hassled. During these times, we have to put our whole armor of God on and just believe that God is going to rescue us from Satan, because Satan is busy and he wants to attack our minds and our finances. And sometimes we don't believe that we can overcome these obstacles and our resources going to never come. Ask yourself these questions. Am I harboring any unforgiveness that would block me from receiving God's blessing in my life? Here's another question. Am I walking in holiness before the Lord? Or am I allowing any sinful thoughts or actions to have a place in me that would block me from receiving from the Lord? Am I doing what God has told me to do in my life, with my life? Or am I disregarding His instruction and going my own way instead? Am I being faithful to sow my tithes and offering into the kingdom of God? Or have I gotten behind in my giving or forgotten to sow a seed that the Spirit of God told me to sow? Am I under attack because the devil is against my dream, my mission, and therefore trying to turn off the value of blessing so I can become drained of what I need to fulfill the assignment God gave me? Yes, the devil is on the attack. He has definitely been doing his thing with all of us. If you are at peace and sure that you have done nothing to hinder God's blessing from flowing into your life or ministry, then proceed to deal with these shortfalls as devilish attacks. Take authority over the devil and tell him to take his hands off my finances. I press down in prayer until I inwardly that the blockage has been removed. Often, I literally feel that barriers move out of the way as the Spirit of God shows it inside and makes an avenue for His blessing to flow in our life or our ministry. As we are commanding the devil to move out of our way, God's Spirit often speaks to our heart and tell us that we need to sow an extra sacrificial financial seed into someone else's ministry in order to break the stronghold the devil is trying to put on us. For instance, once we needed an example, we can also even out whenever we are making, getting our tithes. Sometimes you might meet a stranger in the street. They ask you for money. Or a friend called you up and said, could you lend me a few dollars? Or even at a church service and they, the ministers are asking you to sow a seed for a certain circumstances. That's when God is also speaking to you to do just that, sowing that extra seed. Have you done that lately? Have someone, a homeless person, come up to you and ask you for a dime or a dollar or something? Did you take the time to give that person a helping hand? It doesn't take a whole lot to sow a seed. You sometimes you have to do something that requires extra faith in order to break the vice-like grip that the devil is trying to put on you. Each month, our theme for our church is on a different theme, and this month, the month of June, is faith. And we must have faith in God and knowing that when we do this extra seed, give this extra seed, believing that God is going to bless us abundantly as well. And faith in Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's the NIV version of the meaning of faith. That extra sacrificial gift the Holy Spirit tells you to give may be the very act of faith that releases the power needed to rip the devil's hand off your situation. Could it be that this is what you need to do right now in order to make a bold stand of faith? In Galatians 6:9, the Apostle Paul told us, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. And another meaning interpretation, a clear interpretation of that, is don't let evil get the best of you. Don't let the bad circumstances wear you down and wear you out. Don't give in to the devil, into the evil that intends to defeat you. When hard financial time comes, that isn't the time for you to surrender to circumstances. It's the time for you to put up a fight. Put up a fight. Like Muhammad Ali, he passed away this week. And I used to love to see him fight. And I also liked his rhymes, too. I mean, it was just amazing to see him and always talking about how pretty he is. But put up a fight like Muhammad Ali did with Satan. Instead of giving in and surrendering to the attacks that are assailing you, you have to put up your dukes. Hay backwards with all your spiritual might and throw a knockout punch at the face of the devil. Don't shrink back in fear or worry. Instead, make this a critical moment when you sow an extra financial seed. Do something bold that will break that stronghold the devil has tried to put on you. Could it be that this is one of the moments when you need to throw all the spiritual weight against the devil and show him that you're not going to take any more flack from him by sowing an extra seed? Do exactly what the Holy Spirit impresses you to do. Once you obey his leading, you must then use your God-given authority and command the devil to take his foul hand off your financial situation. Boldly declare by faith that God's blessings are yours. You have every right to expect God's blessing to come pouring into your life. We must be strong because financial situation is one of the hardest struggle to get through. And sometimes the devil can really be on attack and have your mind thinking different things. It weighs on you a whole lot, and you don't know what to do, how to think. Gives you those headaches that you can't even seem to think right at that particular time because you don't know what decision to make because the devil is confusing your mind. But we must have faith in God, knowing that having enough faith, being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. I have some questions and some more questions I want to ask of you regarding this message. Can you think of a specific time in your life when you were under great financial stress and the Holy Spirit instructed you to sow a seed, an extra seed, just like I was talking about when you meet a homeless person in the street and they're asking you for money, and sometimes you don't want to give it. You see those same people over and over again standing in that, standing near the expressway in that same spot. And you said, I'm tired of giving them something, things, because they're always standing in there. So, but that spirit comes to you and said, go ahead and sow that seed. And sometimes we do not want to do that. But you know when the spirit is talking to you. So we need to be obedient and sow that seed. What happens to your situation after you sow that gift? Did you ultimately experience a turnaround in your situation? Did you attribute your financial breakthrough to your bold act of giving in a difficult moment? Well, I know what has happened to me, and it doesn't always have to be a big pot of gold, but I can receive a check in the mail from places that I never thought would be sending me a check. Just like a week ago, I received a small check, but it's more than what I had before. Bank of America had this this lawsuit against them regarding calling, making phone calls after certain hours to you on your cell phone and so forth. And there was a big lawsuit where it was settled, and they gave all of their customers some money. Well, I received a check, very small, but it's enough for me to buy something with. But those type of check is unexpected. Those are blessings from God. And I have the electric company, Snap and Show. Every summer, they share their profit with their customers. And I receive that check, and it's always right on time. I never know exactly what time of the month that they sent it, but I know it's sometime during the summer month. But it's always right on time. And those are the ways that God bless you back for doing things. And you don't, it's not have to be financial, because something that you've done generously to someone that they need it, and that blessing comes right back to you. And just receiving those unexpected blessings show me that if I continue to do what I'm doing as far as giving and helping others, that He will continue to bless me. And it doesn't always have to be a large amount. It can be the small amount, but it'd be just enough to take care of a situation, a bill that you needed to have. So He blesses us in so many different ways. And it's unexpected. You'll never think that, why am I receiving this check from so-and-so or this company? But it's God's blessing, giving you just enough. And sometimes He doesn't give us just enough. He doesn't give us enough that we need more. Right now, I need a big pot of gold to come down, you know, from heaven. So just knowing that He's a blessing. When we need it, it might not be what we're looking for, but it's a blessing. The other question is, if you are facing financial stress right now, could it be that you need to sow a special seed to break the stronghold of the devil and trying to force that he's forcing upon you? He's putting your thoughts in your mind. He's wearing you down, just like the relation said, how it's wearing you down because your thoughts and your mind, you can't think right because the situation that you're in, the devil is just putting those thoughts to make you feel unhappy. And also not believing that God is going to help you with your situation. So think about those questions this week. If you might be in that situation, or if you have been in that situation before. But we must continue to have the faith in God and knowing that he will be there for us in spite of whatever the situation is. He's going to get us through it. We just got to have that faith in him. And I'm saying this, but I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself tonight because I have to have that faith that God is going to give me that breakthrough that I'm looking for, that big breakthrough. And I just have to keep on believing and doing his will, loving him, praying, and also doing his will. And I want to also leave with a prayer tonight regarding that message. I do have one announcement, but that I'll say that at the very last minute. But I would like to say this prayer. Lord, I just ask you to thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy. Always there for us in spite of our situation, our thoughts and our minds, and sometimes we lose faith. You're still there with us, finding ways to encourage us and letting us know that you're still there. Lord, we thank you for showing us how to respond to our financial attack. Experiencing, even though whatever we might be experiencing in our life, you are there with us. And we know that as we sow an extra financial seed, that we just have to have faith, confident, expecting the breakthrough that the devil is trying to weigh on our minds, that it's not going to happen. We just ask you, Lord, to protect us and be with us in every way. We ask you to continue to help us to keep the devil out of our finances and continue, and that we will be a giver and therefore a receiver of your promised blessing. You have no right to exercise any control over our money. This is Satan, our possession. And we must continue to believe that you have all powers in your hand. And we just ask you to help us to be strong and continue to wait on you. And don't let the devil get in our business and destroy our minds. Just 1 second, please. My computer just did something, and I'm going to have to sign back on. Okay, here I am. So we just ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to be with us and give us the strength that we need to go forth and sowing the seed and knowing that you're going to bless us in return. But what's more important is for us to continue to love you and do your will, not to always looking for something in return, because you're constantly blessing us each and every day. And we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up, and we magnify your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We have one announcement. That is our widows and family picnic. It's going to be Sunday, June the 26th at 2 to 6 p.m. at Flatshoes Park, Recreation Park. And that is not too far from me. It's less than about a mile away from me. Really, it seems like it's closer than that, but it's about a mile away from me. And we ask that each family pay $10 and also bring a dish. I have a list of things that we need, so please give me a call and RSVP as soon as possible and get something from that list. We want it to be successful and have a great time. And be prayerful that it doesn't rain and we have a good fellowship with no harm and danger to come to us. We are inviting widowers, that's men, men who have lost their spouse. So we're going to invite them to join us at this widows and family picnic. So spread the word. But I do need a count from everybody, how many people that from your family that's going to be coming, so we can have a count, because the park is only reserved for a certain number of people. And I want to thank you so much for all of your support. Just letting you, also letting you know that the book is in the editor's hand. The two of us have been back and forth talking about it and trying to get certain things cleared. You know, she making sure that the things that she's making some change of, that she doesn't take away your thoughts. But I feel very good about everything that has gone. You know, I discussed with her and Sheila and I, and it's going well. It's going well, and it looks like we could have a book signing in the fall, probably after our cruise. And also, if this month is your last month to make your final payment, your final payment is due by June the 17th, I think. I don't have that paper in front of me. But it is the 17th or the 20th. This your last payment is due. And make sure that you have your passport or your birth certificate, because it takes a while to get a passport this time of the year, because a lot of people are traveling. So we definitely need you to make sure that you have all of your credential in order and make your last payment. We have space for another six people. We had six sisters that were going, joining us, and a few of them had some medical problem, and they will not be able to join us on the trip. So we have space for six other passengers. So spread the word if you know anybody else that might be interested in joining us on our cruise to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel. And that is all tonight. Be blessed and tune in again next week. I'm going to try to line up some speakers, some guest speakers this summer, so I can take a break as well. If you have any question regarding the picnic, please give me a call. You know my number. And I will talk to you next Tuesday, same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. Don't let the devil mess with your mind. Put up your dudes and fight them off just like Muhammad Ali did, and just knowing that God is there right with you. Be blessed and have a great week.
That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender. Let me be who I am.